We'll go up a little bit north. It is time for the Berkshire Edge on air. You can find the Berkshire Edge online at theberkshireedge.com, theberkshireedge.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we're joined by Marcy and David once again, and it will be another pandemic edition. Good morning.
Oh, it's pandemic 24/7 pandemic.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens.
It feels 26 hours a day, actually.
Yeah. Well, oh, somebody told me something
very funny yesterday. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 30, save March. That's 780 days now.
Yes.
It feels like, because the thing times are going so slowly. So.
Well, it really is. Time has the expression, which I think the younger generation is not really that aware of, it, where time stands still when something significant happens in history. That's exactly where we are right now.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And again, it is an opportunity to make some necessary alterations in pace. So we will see how many people take advantage of that.
Yeah, well, we haven't been able to take advantage of it yet. I mean, although we're not going outside, we have been so overwhelmed with copy and articles to write that, we've been working the same hours that we always work.
Well, that's true. Well,
That's so true,
yeah,
because
exactly.
Not only do
sure.
I get in here at 5 o'clock in the morning and leave around, finish my work here around 10 o'clock or so, 10:30, but when I get home, I immediately go into my home studio, and for the rest of the afternoon, at least another 4 or 5 hours, I'm gathering information. And then before I go to bed in the evening, I go back into my home studio and see if there's any other updates.
But we discussed this at the very beginning, that this is what was going to,
right.
If you're critical infrastructure, then you're going to have to do your critical work.
The Edge is running a membership drive now because I think we discussed this last week, that we're losing advertising. And at any rate, we've been so pleased that the response from our readers has been tremendous. We still need more, but we've gotten such nice notes from people saying how much they appreciate what we're doing and it's how necessary we are to the community. So I must say it's been a real shot in the arm. So anybody who's listening or reads The Edge, we need you.
We do the same thing. We've raised in our GoFundMe account, we've raised over $3,000 in 6 days, and we're going to continue that. We are applying for some SBA grants, which are available for us and stuff like that. But we need
to tell me about that.
Yeah, we need what we need to do is these grants aren't going to come instantaneously. So we need a bridge because
it is very interesting how many people again are committed to it and how many people are oblivious. I will say that. This is the definition of community. If you have come to rest in this community and ride this out in this community, maybe you want to support this community, and maybe you don't.
All right. Well, let's take a look at some of the stories
one of the issues we touched on this last week, but speaking of community, is that we are seeing really an increasing rift between second homeowners and full-time people that, we've gotten. There's been a very lively discussion that continued all week in the comments, which is distressing.
Yeah, it's not only happening there, it's happening here as well on social media. But, the thing that really, when every once in a while, a story comes along and my eyes open up. And out of Berkshire County, the story that really opened my eyes was when I saw that, once again, Jacob's Pillow has canceled their season completely. Now, that is an eye-opener. They've been around for, about 90 years?
88 years.
And this is going to be the first time ever.
Yeah.
That probably, unfortunately for us, is not going to be the last of those big announcements that are going to come.
No, and Berkshire Theater Festival is postponing until August.
And do we know about Williamstown yet?
No,
we haven't heard from Williamstown.
No, and we haven't
or Shakespeare and Company.
Or the big Kahuna.
Which is Tanglewood.
Tanglewood, yeah.
But that is a, you know, it is an interesting situation. This is also a reminder, many people don't know what goes into mounting something.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And so they don't understand that if you can't rehearse and you can't do this, that you can't show up.
Well, and in the case of the pillow, you know, they're dance companies from all over the world.
Yeah.
Right. So, whether they
can even get here.
Right.
Yes, right. Whether they can get here,
whether
they'll be in quarantine. And the same with Tanglewood. You know, I am wondering what's going on at Tanglewood. I have no information, but...
They're trying to figure it out, I'm sure.
Yeah, and they've been extremely silent.
Well, there's nothing to say until, you know, each day reveals a little bit more about how things are. So
it's even affected the Berkshire International Film Festival. But
they've postponed until September.
Yeah. Right.
So that leads to the story that you have about where you've got a list of status of establishments because, you know, this is a domino effect. When major attractions close down, also, inns will be almost shut down.
Right.
All of a sudden, then all the businesses that are in South County and like in Northwest Connecticut and adjacent Eastern New York,
Berkshire County.
They rely on that.
They rely
especially
on
the summertime. And
they make all their money in the summer.
And if you lose that, the long lasting, the long range effect is unbelievably significant.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And that is why people
We put up, you're referring to something that I and a staff member spent 4 days doing. We posted yesterday a long list of all of the restaurants that are in Berkshire County that we know of, and some into Hillsdale. We didn't do Northwest Connecticut, and we probably should have, but I didn't have any information. All of the restaurants that are still open to some extent and what they're doing, you know, whether they are serving takeout or curbside or delivery.
These are food markets as well.
And then we did a list of food stores and what their hours are and what their regulations are. And then we got from Berkshire Grown a list, which will, increase, but of the farms that are selling foods directly and also offering delivery of fresh produce and beginning to sell their CSAs, you know, the community-supported agricultural shares for the summer. So we will be updating that regularly, but, all of these restaurants, these are restaurants that, you know, sort of survive during the summer, during the winter, and make their money on the summer, and now here they are, you know, struggling, and then who knows if they'll even be open in the summer.
Well, that's...
And all of the food service people who are now laid off, and the museum people who are now laid off, and, Jacob's Pillow is laying off its staff, except for, you know, about 10 people who will be... salaries will be reduced.
Mass Mocha as well has laid off a ton of their staff.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you have to furlough them. I mean, this is something that the managers and executives, et cetera, have to work through. What I find a dearth of and what I would like to encourage on all fronts is for the people who are, you know, we have more in common than not. And so for the people who are up here that are able, why don't you figure out ways to support some of these entities?
Yes, right.
Take it out. Order it. Order it and have someone else pick it up and, give it to someone. There is a ton that
buy gift certificates.
Exactly.
give them some cash now.
Give
them some cash now so that they can survive.
And I will give county and state agencies a lot of credit here in Connecticut. The governor, the lieutenant governor, and in Dutchess County, the Dutchess County executive are all holding these telephone, Facebook, Zoom meetings to keep people involved. And you had one of the most successful ones that happened up there, where in between 5,000 and 6,000 people participated virtually in a town hall meeting.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
And Richie Neal helped produce that, and was the kind of was a guest or a host. I don't know what you call them but the Berkshire Health Systems really. You know, try to get together a real discussion that anybody could join and listen to. That would maybe alleviate people's fears but also just talk about what was needed to be done. And it was a good thing to do. I hope they continue this kind of as this pandemic is not going to end tomorrow. In fact, who knows when it's going to end?
Yeah.
Well, all our town meetings and town government are holding their meetings via Zoom as well.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting to cover and interesting to see.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing their best. But that leads you to your next story, which is really a huge story. It's the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and that is the effect on our education system now.
Right.
With all of this, I know in New York, Governor Cuomo has said that the schools won't open up until till April 20th. In Connecticut, it's been extended also once again because of what the federal government has said. But there's little squabbles that have developed, like in Region 1, the superintendent is claiming that the teachers want to get one day off extra from school because of a professional day. And in New York State, the governor says, hey, listen, you've got to get the full number of days in with your teaching program. So you're not going to have a spring break. You're going to go through and you're going to get these days in. I mean, I don't know what's going on in Berkshire County, but it has to be similar.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think we've heard yet. I mean, you know, we keep wondering, are the kids going to be in school all summer? Because they've lost 2 months, you know, they will have lost, you know, probably 2 months or maybe more.
Are
they doing distance learning in
Berkshire? Yes, they are. They're doing distance learning.
Right. Well, that will count.
But that is not a substitute for real classes.
No, but in New York, they've waived the 180-day requirement.
I'm sure in Massachusetts that if schools are not going to get in session before the end of the year, they're going to count these advanced learning, towards the school day, because that's what they're going to do in Connecticut.
They'll have to, because otherwise the complication becomes, you know, everyone who has kids around here knows that it's just a petri dish. You know, you take a kid with one sore throat and put it back in a classroom, it's what's that movie? It's complicated. So that is a massive public health concern.
Yeah, well, we've had several stories about this, and we have an article which is a discussion among the school superintendents of how they're trying to cope with this. And in fact, there was a kind of forum in which all of the superintendents got together and were talking about this. And it's a major, they're trying to create an enrichment program that's focused on, you know, these kind of distance learning at all the different grade levels. And it's really going to be tricky because not everybody has you know, access to the internet, and it's not really set up for that. We're not really set up for this, but they're trying to do the best they can with the
It's all anyone can do at this moment.
What we've got,
right?
Yeah,
and that is the great thing is that's the DNA of America. You do what you can with what you got.
Yeah, right.
And that's it. You know, sorry.
We've also started another interesting feature by a writer named Sheila Clary, who often writes for us on education. And we've started something called the Stuck at Home Handbook, which is which will be a kind of an ongoing column. I mean, it's a single article, and every time she has a new edition, we put it at the top of what she wrote before. So it's going to be, you know, a continuous scroll of how parents can deal with being stuck at home with their kids.
Well, Sheila is not only a great writer, but she's also a teacher.
Yeah, so, and an educational consultant.
And an educational consultant, so she's... this is just one of a number of stories we have about how people cope with this.
Right, but this one we're asking, you know, she's posted an email address, and she's asking parents to please write into her and, you know, tell them her suggestions so that, you know, this will be a kind of a, hopefully a kind of community forum that, you know, will be helpful and useful.
Well, I see also up in Berkshire County, what we're doing with our local access TV station here is we are recording all these meetings in Zoom and putting them up, the audio and some of the video that comes with them on our cable TV system. And you have a story about your CTSB also carrying an educational forum addressing schools' responses to the epidemic and more.
Yeah, that's right. And so people are using these media to keep each other informed and also to help organize the response to this pandemic. But I'm curious as to how, in the end, you know, what's going to happen to kids who are of graduating age, say, from high school,
well,
and how do they? What happens to them? That's in my next question, actually, that I would like to have us look at, is what happens to them?
Well,
they haven't been in school for half the year.
And they miss, and you have to put it this way, it might sound a little trite, but it's one of the great things about graduating high school is the graduation ceremony. And
that's right.
And you get the awards. All the families get together, and it's a moment of pride, and all that appears to be in huge jeopardy.
And who knows?
Well,
it may end up being like
now what... is we don't know how long this is going to go on.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it could, recede somewhat, and then come back in another wave. You know. We're in uncharted territory here. We don't know how this pandemic,
which is probably going to behave. Which is probably why Tanglewood hasn't announced yet.
This is part of.
But it's interesting because what the president news conference said yesterday is, and people are taking this the wrong way. The peak might come up in 2 weeks. That's the peak. That means after you get to that peak, you still have to go down the other side of that mountain.
Yes, you do.
We're not going to get to the other side of the mountain in May.
To maintain. The other thing is, and this is apropos earlier show, people are going to have to maintain what they're doing because as they find out more and more about the virus, basically, you can't have someone sneezing on you. You can't have someone sneezing on their ex, and that's that.
Well, let's end this on a happy note, and that is your story on spring.
Oh yeah,
spring, right?
Come on, we gotta feel something good
absolutely.
Out of here.
Well, that's our writer Carolyn Neuberger has been writing this delightful story. Series of stories about what she discovers, and she's an artist too, and a music critic.
she's amazing.
She is an amazing writer,
and her husband
Eli is a tuba player, or was a tuba player with the Boston Symphony, and a physician, she's been writing the story about what happens, what she calls illuminating the hidden forest. She's into chapter 39 now, and it's a springtime where life is just coming back. Things are just coming back to life in the forest around her house in Lenox, and they live sort of in the woods, actually. And this is really an amazing story because she has embedded in her story the sounds of the spring peepers, which are now coming, which will soon, if they're not already sound
Oh, they're peeping. They are peeping. The peepers are peeping.
Yeah, they are peeping.
Well, they don't peep, really. They scream.
Yeah, okay, they screep.
Yeah, but it sounds, peepers sound better than screamers.
Well, yeah, that's true. No, it's such a happy sound.
There's a lodge, a restaurant called the Dreamaway Lodge, and to get there you have to go through some forest land on a dirt road, and in the springtime the peepers are all in the marshy land in the around the forest, and to drive there at night it's just it's deafening, the sound of these peepers.
Isn't it great?
It's a really amazing sound.
Obviously you'll keep covering all the things that are going on 24 hours a day at the BerkshireEdge.com.
We will, and really people need to check with us regularly, because our, you know, it used to be that stories would kind of sit there on our homepage, but now we have so many stories that they're always there, but they drop down in the queue.
But you have a search.
Yeah, we do have a search.
So you can find whatever you need.
All right. Well, that's the BerkshireEdge.com, and we'll speak to you guys again next week.
Well, now, listen, you guys take care down there.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, we will.
It's like you guys. Jill and I go from one place to another, home to work, back to home. That's all.
Yes, right. Well, we work from home, so we're home to home to home.
All right.
It's room, to room to room.
Right.
All right, well, take care, guys.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is the Berkshire Edge on air, theberkshireedge.com on the web.